1950s Science Fiction Podcast, Season 3, Episode 6, Mission of Gravity. Welcome to the 1950s Science Fiction Podcast, where we delve into the sci-fi movies, books, and stories from the 50s. In this episode, we'll review the timeless hard science fiction story, Mission of Gravity, by Hal Clement. The novel was first published in Astounding Science Fiction magazine between April and July of 1953. Later, it was released as a hardback book in the following year and reprinted as a paperback in 1958. The story is set on a planet with high gravity, and its inhabitants are intelligent, insect-like beings who assist a human explorer in finding a crashed rocket ship containing a valuable instrument package. The explorer is determined to recover the material at all costs, despite the dangers lurking on the planet. In preparation for the podcast episode, I read the entire novel that I downloaded from the Internet Archive. The edition I used was the 1958 softcover version, which featured the image of an astronaut on the cover. The cover art was created by the renowned Wally Wood, famous for his comic book art and panels for EC Comics. The author. To start my discussion on the novel, let's first talk about its author, Hal Clement. Hal Clement was a pen name for Harry Clement Stubbs, an American science fiction writer. He was born on May the 30th, 1922, and passed away at the age of 81 on October 29th, 2003. Clement grew up near Boston, Massachusetts, and graduated from Harvard University with a B.S. in astronomy in 1943. While he is best known for his novel, Mission of Gravity, he wrote many other short stories and novels, beginning with his first story, Proof, which was published in the June 1942 issue of Astounding Science Fiction magazine. Clement joined the United States Army Air Corps after completing his college education in order to serve during the Second World War. He was trained as a bomber pilot and completed some 35 missions over Europe. After the war, he pursued further education and earned two master's degrees, one in chemistry, the other in education. Clement secured a teaching position at the Milton Academy, where he taught chemistry and astronomy. He was a passionate supporter of hard sci-fi genre and regularly attended science fiction conventions across the country. Through his life, Clement received numerous awards, including the induction into the Science Fiction and Fantasy Hall of Fame and being named the 17th Grand Master for Science Fiction and Fantasy Writers of America, both which were awarded in the late 1990s. The setting of the story is on the planet called Miskin, which has a heavy gravity. The planet's oblong rotation causes a concentration of gravity at its poles and lighter gravity at its equator. Miskin experiences a very short days just 18 minutes compared to Earth. The inhabitants of the planet are intelligent, centipede-like creatures who are adapted to the heavy gravity. These creatures, called Miskinites, are cautious about falling even from a short height since it could be fatal. The Miskinites are a pre-industrial society with primitive technology. They travel using by sailboats powered by the wind. However, some hostile Miskins use sailplanes, also known as gliders, as weapons. They launched the gliders from using a slingshot device against the planet's gravity. The story's main plot follows a human explorer who's given the task of locating the crash site of a rocket that contains valuable data about the planet. Charles Lackland is assigned to recover the rocket, and similar to European explorers who relied on native guides to navigate uncharted territories, he seeks the assistance of a captain of an ocean-going raft named the Bree. Captain Bartleman agrees to take Lackland to the crash site in exchange for weather data possessed by Earth explorers. Due to the planet's high gravity, Lackland needs the help of the Bree and its crew to handle his equipment. Additionally, Lackland agrees to teach English to the Bree's captain, Bartleman, as an added benefit. Throughout the journey, the Bree crew face numerous challenges. The planet's weather and geography presented difficulties, including the presence of lakes, oceans, and other bodies of water that required the use of sailing vessels. Additionally, the rugged surface featuring mountains and hills was made even more challenging by the high gravity. However, the biggest threat came from the Muscanites themselves. The Breeze captain and crew had to navigate both friendly and hostile tribes. They successfully passed through the lands of friendly tribes by trading goods, but hostile tribes used rods dropped from gliders to block their path. During a meeting with a tribal official, Breeze captain was accused of espionage, but managed to escape and continue the journey. The Breeze crew finally reached the crash site, but they still faced challenges due to the changes in the planet's terrain. They climb a mountain and traverse a ridge to discover the rocket's instrument package with its data. Once the recovery is complete, Breeze captain tries to alter the terms of payment for services. The Muscanites want the rocket ship itself instead of the weather data. Lackland opposes this and tries to convince Bartleman that the rocket is such an advanced technology that they cannot comprehend its inner workings. He further explains how other Earthmen have spent over half a lifetime studying how a rocket works. Eventually, an agreement is reached, and the Breeze crew is given the rocket, and the humans agree to educate the Muscanites in science. My thoughts. I enjoyed reading this story. I had been wanting to read it since my early teens when I saw an edition from the late 70s with artwork of a swarm of centipede-like bugs crawling up a mound where a rocket was embedded. I found the title interesting, but ended up reading other stories instead. The artwork I mentioned will be used as the primary cover art for my Vocal Media article on the podcast. As an adult, I now have the opportunity to read the book for free on the Internet Archive. While I enjoyed it, at times it was difficult to understand, and the writing was dry until the action picked up. I appreciate the use of real science in the plot, but hard sci-fi can be challenging for those not well-versed in science. Although I do enjoy reading hard sci-fi, I also enjoy adventure-based sci-fi like Buck Rogers and Flash Gordon. To be fair, there is some adventure in Mission. Lackland, much like the European explorers who traveled the New World with the help of Native American guides, Lackland faced similar dangers as the Muscanites and could have easily died. Understanding the book, particularly the science part, is not difficult. The author utilizes his education to create a scientifically feasible story, making it believable that there are potentially alien worlds similar to the Muscanites. Thanks for listening to this episode. Be sure to check out my links and link tree under my username of EG1985. On my website, you can find my Vocal Media page with over 50 articles, including this podcast, as well as my Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube channels. Stay tuned for the next episode.